Production y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the Technical Production, Edition and Music Selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next the International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes...
This is Glenn Hauser. You're listening to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio news and information every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is Sunday, September the 19th. We welcome you to our weekly 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. My name is Sheldon, and Jill is with me as usual. We thank you for tuning in. You can contact us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report, where we have 627 members. And our YouTube channel, if you'd like to catch the show on YouTube afterwards, it is youtube.com/International Radio Report, and you can subscribe to the channel there as well. We have a mishmash of stories today from around the world, so we'll get right to them, starting with some positive news about shortwave, which is always good. We're always reporting on stations disappearing from shortwave or services being cut. This time we have something coming back. And it comes to us via Mike Cooper and Steve Luce through Glenn Hauser's World of Radio source. And the headline is Reactivated Deutsche Welle Shortwave Radio Service for Afghanistan. On September the 13th, Deutsche Welle reactivated daily programs in the Dari and Pashto languages via shortwave to provide credible information to listeners in Afghanistan. The service had previously been dropped by Deutsche Welle in 2019. The Deutsche Welle Director General Peter Limburg says, quote, "In Afghanistan, media diversity and free access to independent information are under acute threat. Deutsche Welle has an experienced and skilled editorial team for the region, which will contribute to providing better information to the people of Afghanistan with a shortwave radio service in Dari and Pashto, in addition to our online and social media offerings." So Deutsche Welle will be broadcasting daily half-hour programs on two frequencies, 15230 kHz and 15390 kHz at 1400 UTC and 1430 UTC. First broadcast is in Dari, the second one in Pashto. Transmission sites are the Now in Germany site for 15230 and the Dabaya United Arab Emirates site on 15390. Debarati Guha, who is Deutsche Welle Program Director for Asia, says, "The focus of our program will be on the topics dialogue and peace, civil society, and gender and human rights issues. With the new shortwave service, we're also prepared in case the internet is shut down or restricted in Afghanistan. Deutsche Welle will not abandon the people there and will continue to provide them with balanced information." Now, this is something we're not hearing very often.
Nope. But what's interesting is, you know, already Deutsche Welle is such a small service compared to what it used to be on shortwave. I mean, it left behind just a handful of broadcasts, mostly to Africa in most cases. And it is interesting that they are taking the relay and saying, you know what, we need to add broadcasts to Afghanistan. And, you know, internet shutdown. We've mentioned that a few times over the past shows and the years. And I mean, it's a perfect example where shortwave is extremely useful to get the information across.
And it's good to see that at least they have one shortwave transmitter site still available to them in Germany. Yeah. And this fairly large transmitter site in the United Arab Emirates that, according to the World Radio TV Handbook, has four 500 kilowatt transmitters at that location. So it's used by a number of different broadcasters. So it's a good spot to cover parts of Asia, the Middle East, and I guess down into Southeast Asia as well, probably. So they will be getting these out. The broadcasts are on already. I've seen some reports from people in Europe picking these up. Haven't tried them here. I'm not sure the propagation path will be too good for us in North America, but you never know.
Yeah, absolutely. The Now in Germany transmitter site is also a pretty big one and used mostly now by relays. A lot of shortwave broadcasters relay from Now and even some private shortwave broadcasters, actually. So we have something also kind of interesting and a halfway comeback to, you know, it's not to the radio yet on shortwave or anything, but something is interesting with the Bulgarian National Radio. They have decided to do podcasts in several languages. So this is via Alan Rowe in the UK. The shortwave service from Radio Sofia, Bulgaria, from the Bulgarian National Radio, ceased some years ago, moving to online daily webcasts only. In time, they also ceased, leaving only a text-based news service online at the bnr.bg website. Now, thanks to a Facebook post by Sarkis Ga, Radio Bulgaria again has daily webcasts, Bulgaria Today, in English, German, Russian, and Turkish, with Spanish, French, Greek, Serbian, and Albanian to follow. Now, that is interesting. You leave shortwave, you try something on the internet, it didn't work out, but now you decide you're coming back to the internet with some daily podcasts in different languages. That's very, very close of a step of, you know, coming back to shortwave. And I think one of the things we should actually do here is let them know about the fact that they could really cheaply hire some airtime, you know, via WRMI. So the podcasts are 15 to 25 minutes, comprising news reports and some music. So like we say, can we dare hope that maybe they could come back to shortwave via relay? They have an email, and maybe it would be a good idea to write to them and let them know that that option exists at very low costs, but also write to them to, you know, let them know that maybe you're out there listening to those new podcasts. English at bnr.bg. So let's write, let's let them know. It might be interesting. We can all remember, well, those that have listened to shortwave for a long time, Radio Sofia in the times of the Cold War. Then we had Radio Bulgaria that was for a while and shut down. I miss Radio Bulgaria. It was one of those stations that was interesting and that I enjoyed. I still remember when I got a tape, which was not even an official tape, a four-track cassette that had Bulgarian music through the mail. Obviously, a copy of some cassette that they have there in Bulgaria. It was kind of interesting to see that. I must still have this somewhere here. But let's, hope. We never know. And with the cheap relays today, they might be able to get themselves back on shortwave for, our enjoyment.
We move next to the United States, and there's been a lot of talk over the last few months about the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, which was scheduled to take place in Las Vegas. And this was one major conference. Yep. So many of them have been canceled for the last year and a half due to COVID. But the plan was to go ahead with the 2021 NAB show. But Paul McLean of Radio World reports the following. The National Association of Broadcasters will not hold its in-person event in Las Vegas next month after all, succumbing in the end to effects of the pandemic on the nation's business. The NAB announced that the 2021 NAB show won't happen. This comes in the wake of several major exhibitor pullouts at the end of last week. Until now, the convention organizers had pushed ahead, hoping to avoid having to go another calendar year without their signature convention. They'd put health precautions in place that included a planned requirement for proof of vaccination. The announcement was made on Twitter and in an email to the show community from Chris Brown, NAB Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Global Connections and Events. He says, as we have always kept the best interest and safety of the industry as our priority, it has become apparent in the face of these challenges that we can no longer effectively host the NAB show or our co-located events, the radio show and sales and management television exchange in person. Unfortunately, the pandemic and surge of the Delta variant has presented unexpected and insurmountable challenges for our global community. Organizers said that there will not be an online or virtual NAB show experience in place of the in-person show, but they are working on options to present some content from the planned conferences via its NAB Amplify platform.
Now, that is something I've been following on WWCR. They have and talk about it a lot on their Ask WWCR show. That's a 15-minute show. And also on AWR Wavescan, where they talked quite a lot in the past months of the NAB. And, you know, this is a place where they actually decide a lot of the future of broadcasting. They talk together. They, look at what's the future of broadcasting. And I remember last year when they did a virtual one and tried to push DRM again. I think they're trying to find ideas and trying to find a way to see how the future of radio is shaping up. It's sad that they're not going to be able to do a event in person. But hey, any virtual conferences are still pretty good, and hopefully some good decisions will come out of this. And I think what is important as radio listeners, it's really good to follow these conferences, because a lot of the decisions there will impact our listening experience and shape our own future of how we'll listen to radio, digital or analog and shortwave or medium wave or FM. It all happens in the NAB conferences. So we have to take a look and follow. Hope that next year, maybe they'll be there in person and continue forward to the future of radio broadcasting. So what's happening with our son? It's kind of quiet now, but this week there was some sunspots that slowly, there were like tons of sunspots last week. And sunspots slowly degraded over time in the past days. Today, as we are recording, there's no sunspot on the sun. So it's quiet down. The solar flux at around 75. There's a little bit of geomagnetic instability that happened. But overall, no coronal holes. So that means that things might be quiet. Let's hope for the return of a few sunspots to push that solar flux higher again. But you know what? No sunspots. And I had some really amazing DXing on the radio today. That just shows you that you turn on that radio and you listen, and miracles can happen.
This is Amanda Dawn Christie telling you that if you're interested in radio, AM, FM, shortwave, amateur radio, pirate broadcasting, and more, you won't want to miss the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
We have another major event that has been canceled this week, and it is the Tokyo Ham Fair. This comes via Southgate Amateur Radio News. Japan's Japan Amateur Radio League has announced the cancellation of the world's largest amateur radio event, the Tokyo Ham Fair 2021, which had been planned for October 2nd and 3rd, 2021. The Japan Amateur Radio League says, "We were hopeful to have Ham Fair 2021 with possible preventative measures against COVID-19, but another wave of infection came in this summer." Considering the worse than expected COVID situation, JARL reluctantly decided to cancel the 2021 Ham Fair. "We hope the Tokyo Ham Fair can come back in year 2022 under safer conditions. Until then, we wish you all to stay safe and healthy." This comes from Ken Yamamoto, JA1CJP of the Japan Amateur Radio League International.
That's interesting because, you know, last year we understood and we thought, well, maybe, you know, next year everything is going to happen. But obviously it's a little more complex than we thought. So it's sad to see that some of these events are being canceled. But at the same time, you know, it's for everybody's health. So this one is kind of interesting. I've actually was listening to that pirate last week and via the WRMI pirate relays that we've been having on Saturday evenings in North America. Radio Merlin International got raided, and this is via numerous sources. The long-running shortwave pirate Radio Merlin International was raided by the Office of Communications, Ofcom, and backed up by five police cars. Ofcom had a warrant to enter operator Paul Watts' premises while it was unoccupied and proceeded to remove equipment from the studio. The station, which has been running since 1990, has been one of the most regular operators on 48 meters, running daily broadcasts on 6305 kilohertz. Recently, the station was heard widely across North America thanks to a relay via WRMI. But it looks like Merlin will be off the air now for the foreseeable future. The last UK shortwave pirate to be raided was Bogus Man, who had been broadcasting on an international emergency frequency, but we don't know what prompted Ofcom to take action against Merlin. All the best, Paul and the team at Merlin. You know, these are often being tipped off by somebody. Often they're on the air for a long time. I am so amazed at the amount of European pirates that actually have this 24-hour schedules on their shortwave broadcasts. And we don't hear that much about these European pirates being busted. You know, here in North America, you'd do a 24-hour pirate. It wouldn't take long. You'd be off the air. Yeah. But in Europe, for some reason, it's different. But obviously, you know, could it be related? Maybe, you know, the fact that you have added publicity with all the broadcasts via WRMI that came up, maybe somebody tipped them off. I don't know.
Yeah, it's certainly drawing a lot of attention to these stations by relaying them through WRMI, even if it's a, you know, a one-shot thing for each station. It's just giving, you know, radio fans around the world an opportunity to listen to them if they can't hear the station directly. But, you know, there may be an unforeseen byproduct of this extra publicity, because it is rather odd for these stations to get raided like this in these days and times. So anyways, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know if any charges will be pressed, but it sounds like he's at least lost his equipment from his studio. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about some of these Euro pirates, because there is an opportunity for you to hear them through different manners. One, we talked about the SDRs tuning in overseas and trying to listen to some of them there. But you know, there have been some of these stations being relayed. We talked about Radio Merlin, and Texas Radio Shortwave has been compiling a schedule of retransmissions of these programs, in particular via WRMI. So we do have a number of these stations coming up over the next couple months, actually. And this will give you at least an opportunity here in North America to listen to them via WRMI. So have you listened to any of these, Jill?
Yeah, I listened to almost all of them. I did not miss many. Some are mostly music. Some are more talk and interaction. Actually, Radio Merlin was very, it was a lot of interaction with users and user emails. It was kind of interesting. Some of them, like I said, are more music-centered. A lot of pirates today are very music-centered. We got to say that the good old days of, you know, when pirates had, I don't know, I don't want to offend any pirates, by the way, but when they had a little more imagination, let's just say it like that, and would have all sorts of comedy skits and all sorts of really fun stuff to listen to. But one of the things I would say here is to focus on, if you remember, 0 hours UTC, that's Sunday UTC technically, but in North America, it's Saturday evening. You will have every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 0 UTC, some pirate stations rebroadcast from WRMI on 5950, and it's been giving a really good signal. 5950 is much better than the other one they were using this summer, which was 5800. That one was kind of weak, but 5950 is pretty good. So there's some upcoming shows that are kind of interesting to check out. The next one actually coming up on September the 26th is Offshore History Radio, the Netherlands. This seems to be a show that is more about the history of pirate radio, or more than anything from what we've encountered and looked on the internet. October the 3rd, there's Radio Monique International from the Netherlands. On October 10th, you have Radio Blackstone International, also the Netherlands. A lot of pirates in the Netherlands, kind of interesting. October 17th will be Charleston Radio International from Germany. October 24th, you will have, which is special, KR1 from the Netherlands. And Halloween night, there's going to be Cupid Radio, the Netherlands, which is a station I've heard a long time. I've heard that station, Cupid Radio, actually, on shortwave on the 13-meter band and the 19-meter band many years ago when they were trying to broadcast direct to North America. So there's a lot of these interesting shows and pirates to listen to. Remember the time, 0 UT, Sunday, 5950. This is via WRMI. It's Saturday evening, and some entertaining European pirates. We don't hear Euro pirates a lot here. They're difficult to get. On the East Coast, we do sometimes get a few of them, but most of them are very difficult in North America.
So we thank Texas Shortwave Radio for passing along that schedule of these upcoming broadcasts, and they'll have them going through right now to the end of November. And we'll see what happens once they've completed that schedule, whether they'll continue this exercise. So some definitely different types of programming to hear. A lot of these stations, as you said, are music-based, and they're almost like commercial radio stations. They're not your conventional pirate that pops up, you know, once or twice here and there, kind of unexpectedly. These are stations that have been, in many cases, broadcasting for quite some time. So we hope that they don't all meet the fate of Radio Merlin International, as we reported earlier in the show. But this will give you an opportunity to tune in and listen to these stations being relayed through WRMI.
It'll be interesting to see also some of those Euro pirates on their frequencies are like 24 hours. If there's a change in schedule, if maybe they'll less time on the air to maybe, you know, not have too much problems in the future. And if you're wondering if in North America we've got pirates, we do. But in North America, they're very different. They're not on a schedule in general. They are, you know, just you have to listen to the bands, mostly weekends. But any night you can have pirate radio stations, 6850 kilohertz to 7000 kilohertz. Some are in single sideband. You know, I get messages from time to time, do you have a pirate radio schedule for North America? No, that doesn't work that way at all in North America. It's you got to be there when it's there because you never know when they're going to pop up here.
Yeah, you're really best to, you know, to use some of the sites that are out there that help you find these stations. HFUnderground.com is probably your best source.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting real-time reports of people hearing pirates with details of the time and frequency. So check out HFUnderground.com. You can look up listings there as well of the European pirates also. But it's an excellent site to find the latest activity on the pirate radio stations.
Yep, and sometimes you're trying to identify what pirate it is. Often it is already ID'd on that website, but it's definitely the place to go to find out what's happening with the pirate stations.
So we move over to Belgium, and this is a story by Mike Terry via Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. A switch from analog to digital radio offer. From September the 15th, 2021, in an unprecedented collaboration, maradio.be, Digital Radio Vlaanderen, and the Vandenboer retail stores have joined forces to help listeners switch from analog to digital radio. Belgian listeners have until the 30th of September to visit their nearest store to recycle their old radio and receive a discount on the purchase of a new DAB Plus receiver. Says maradio.be, broadcasting on DAB Plus is greener, consumes less electricity, requires fewer antennas, and generates much less electromagnetic radiation than FM.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like they got some fancy marketing guy here working for them.
Yeah. There's one thing I don't understand in this article is what do you mean recycle your old radio?
Yeah, I want to be there when people bring in these radios that they have. And
I'll
and,
recycle.
Yeah, we'll find a home for some of these radios. I'm sure there's some really nice equipment out there that that people may just not realize that other people would be interested in. I wonder who owns the store. Maybe he's an antique radio collector or something, and he's going to have a nice collection. How many people will go ahead and do this? I don't know. I don't know how much publicity they're doing in Belgium for this. But an interesting way to try to get people to convert to digital radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, not a lot, but a couple large ones this weekend that will satisfy your thirst for ham radio contests, I'm sure. If you're into RTTY, radio teletype, the CQ Worldwide DX contest is 0-100 September 25th to 2359 Zulu September 26th, sponsored by CQ Magazine. The objective is for amateurs around the world to contact as many other amateurs in as many CQ zones, countries, and U.S. or Canadian locations as possible. It's five bands only, though. 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz, and it is radio teletype only.
I like this. I've almost every year I try to get on this one. It has so many unique stations and countries you never hear on the bands. There's the main QSO party, 12 Zulu September 25th to 12 Zulu September 26th. Sponsored by the Wireless Society of Southern Maine, the bands and modes 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. And it's CW and phone. That phone is single sideband, FM, and AM mode.
And finally, we have the AGCW VHF-UHF contest. This will be for people predominantly in Germany, sponsored by the Germany Telegraphy Activity Group. CW only, 1400 to 1700 UTC will be 2 meter CW only, specifically between frequencies 144.025 and 144.150 megahertz. And then from 17 to 1800 UTC, the 70 centimeter CW band between 432.025 to 432.150 megahertz. So that's a very localized contest, yeah, taking place in Germany. If you're listening to us over there in Germany, you might want to give it a shot.
Absolutely. And we are out of time.
We are. We thank you for tuning in. You can reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. And if you want to listen to the show again, you can do so either at the live, at the archived version of the show at ckut.ca, or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/internationalradioreport. Have a great week, everybody. We will talk to you again next Sunday on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal with the International Radio Report.
Bye-bye.
To see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Yeah.